Like an Angel by Laura Lee Stevenson. The true gift is in the giving. A violent wind pulled at my hair and hurled me towards the automatic doors. I hate hospitals, I murmured to myself as I entered. Why do I always have to be sick? I was at Primary Children's Medical Center in Salt Lake City for yet another round of tests, which would later reveal that I had epilepsy. I felt as if all I ever did was spend time in the hospital. On this autumn day, I was feeling particularly unpleasant and detested the fact that at 14, I was still forced to stay at a hospital that I thought was just for babies. It just wasn't fair. How could all my other friends live in one big whirlwind of teenage fun while I was forced to bear such a heavy burden? In the midst of my self-pity, my eyes were drawn to a boy who was about 5 or 6 years old, sitting in a wheelchair in the gift shop with his mother. "Please, Mama," he said softly, holding up a toy, "please, can I get this?" His mother looked at the toy, then at the little boy, and said, "No, sweetheart, we can't afford that." Although I was sure he was disappointed, the little boy's reaction surprised me. He smiled and set the toy back on the shelf. As his mother wheeled him back down the hall, I picked up the toy, paid for it, and rushed out of the gift shop. When I caught up with them, I handed the little boy the toy and said, "This toy wants to go home with you." The little boy's face turned serious and he said, "You got this for me?" I smiled and looked at his mother, who had tears coming down her cheeks, but she was smiling. I turned to walk away, and as I turned the corner down the hall, I heard the little boy say, "I know who that was, Mommy. That was an angel." His mother laughed quietly and said, "I know." Giving him a small gift seemed to make a big difference, not only for him, but for me too. At that moment, I forgot to be selfish, and despite the fact that my problems didn't magically disappear, I suddenly felt a whole lot better. Note: Laura Lee Stevenson is a member of the Hobbs Creek Ward, Layton, Utah, Northridge Stake. End of note. End of the story, Like an Angel, by Laura Lee Stevenson.